Incredibly, A Soul in Purgatory reveals the group in purgatory that the Blessed Mother will abandon. You need to find out if you're going to be one of those. You want to know, don't you? If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 17 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, the preferred title of Our Lady of the Souls in Purgatory. Let's get into today's reading. Yes, we have seen the Blessed Virgin. She has gone back to heaven with many souls, but I am still here. You feel the heat? Alas, if you knew what the heat of purgatory is compared to yours, a little prayer does us so much good. It is like a glass of water given to a thirsty person. Now, did you hear the group? No, you have to read between the lines. Let me give you a little bit more information, and you're going to see just how incredible this is. This message was given on August 15th, 1875. If you go to your calendars on your phone, you can scroll back to 1875, August 15th, which is a Feast of the Assumption. So that's one thing, by the way. The Feast of the Assumption is one of the main days that the Blessed Mother releases souls from purgatory. What day of the week was August 15th on 1875? Guess what? I found out it was a Sunday. The day before, August 14th, was a Saturday. So what was this soul in purgatory seeing? She had just seen Saturday, the day that the Blessed Mother had gone to release all the souls in purgatory, and she was left behind. Why? What happens on Saturday? What group in purgatory does the Blessed Mother release on Saturday? Those that wear the scapular. What does this tell you? Use your clues. Use your thinkings, purgatory detectives. This nun was not someone who was wearing the scapular, or if she was, she wasn't living it out as she should. That's who we do not want to be. So those that do not wear the scapular or live out our commitment to it will be abandoned by Our Lady. Now, many of you are already living the scapular. By the way, you should go to scapulars.com because it comes with like this amazing tear-proof scapular. It is so awesome. Let me pull it out again. And it even comes with the prayer of investment that the priest should pray over you, because a priest should invest you in the scapular. It doesn't have to be Carmelites anymore. It could be any priest. And then you're supposed to commit to something. So what are you supposed to commit to? Some sort of daily prayer, in my case, the rosary, and then chastity according to your state in life. If you do that, there is the Sabbatine privilege. Do you know why there's the Sabbatine privilege? I will tell you why Saturday is a special day devoted to the Blessed Mother. You have never heard this. I'm almost certain of it. So this is from the Mystical City of God. I found this the other day. So I'm revealing to you a lot of things about this. Okay. So Saturday is the day of the week that the Blessed Mother was immaculately conceived. Listen to this. This is awesome. On account of this, the Immaculate Conception of the Most Holy Mary, the Holy Spirit, has provided that Saturday be consecrated to the Virgin and the Holy Church, since that was the day on which she received the greatest benefit through the creation of her soul and its union with its body without entailing sin or its effect. So now you know. Why is it a tradition in the Church? Well, it's a tradition in the Church because someone made it so, but why did the Holy Spirit inspire that? Because that was a day that she was immaculately conceived. So, some things for us to do. This message may not be for you, because you already have the scapular and you already have a devotion to the Blessed Mother. So I want you to think about this for other people. Do you want others to be abandoned in purgatory by the Blessed Mother? Do you want them to be of the group that sees the Blessed Mother take all these people, and you're not helping them to be part of this group? So this is to spur you on to have this message be for other people. Don't be selfish. It's not for you. It's for others. So go and tell other people to have a devotion to the Blessed Mother, to love her, to honor her on Saturday, and now you know why, to honor her Immaculate Conception, our country's patroness, to honor that on Saturday, and to be a person that wears and lives the scapular and its message, which is it's about purity, It's about prayer. It's about being a person of the cloth. That's why it's meant to be of wool and of cloth, because in the tradition, the Carmelites, they would wear their scapular, and the lay people would cut little squares off and wear them so as to be kind of like a secular Carmelite, so to speak. So when we wear this, we share in that blessing. And what's the promise to the Carmelites who are wearing that brown scapular? You shall not suffer eternal perdition, eternal fire. Because Elijah, the original Carmelite, he had power over fire and over water. And Our Lady, the true Carmelite, she has power over the fires of purgatory and saving us from the fires of hell, as the Fatima prayer has, and Jesus as well, obviously. So there you go. A lot of information in this video. Love the Blessed Mother. And if you already do, go tell others. If you already know what I'm telling you to do, if you're already doing it and you say, oh, I already know this information, have you shared it with others? Have you evangelized? Because we want everyone to be someone that is taken by Our Lady on every Saturday in purgatory. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. See you tomorrow on day 18.